This is The Love Seat on Mix 104.1.
The Love Seat, 617-931-1234. We're going to talk to Bill, who's having pet problems in his relationship. Bill!
The deal was that once everything was settled down and everything, and I decided to move down to Massachusetts, she was going to get rid of the cats. It's not that I hate the cats. It's not that. It's just that I'm not a big fan of them.
It's not December yet, right? So the deal is January?
January.
So it could just be that she's just not there yet, and she's just keeping to the deadline.
But she's giving him a hard time about it.
Yeah.
Bill, when you move in January,
yeah,
bring your new dog with you.
This is The Love Seat.
Carrie, who's been in a 2-year secret relationship.
We're both girls. She's straight, and I wasn't. And we both knew that, and we started as friends. And it just kind of turned into something else, but she didn't really know what to do with it, and I told her, you know, I'll be patient. You know, this is a hard thing to do for someone who's single, never mind if someone's already in a relationship. We can just take it at your speed, but we're kind of heading to 2 years.
You can't continue a relationship in secret for forever, and, you know, obviously, I don't know what your coming out process was, but you might be able to be not only a partner, but a friend to her about how she can approach friends and family if she wants to stay in this relationship.
This is The Love Seat on Mix 104.1.
We will talk to Kara, who's been dating a guy for 2 months, finally getting physical, but he keeps calling her by his ex's name while getting physical.
What in the world do I do? Because
is it close to your name?
No, it's Stephanie.
That's the reason, by the way, I only have mistresses named Julie.
So you just call everybody?
Yeah, it's my wife's name. So, you know.
That's really romantic.
Let's talk to Melanie, who doesn't tell men when she meets them that she has a kid.
When we started dating a couple months back, I was very straightforward saying, you know, I'm 27 years old. I have a 4-year-old at home. And I would get this look.
At 27, I would have freaked out if you told me.
It's not a guarantee. And I think that they might not be as much shocked as they are contemplating. You know, that look of deer in headlights might be more of, oh, okay, if I continue to talk to this person or date them, this cannot be casual.
It's more difficult for me because all of my friends are married. And when they set me up with them, they don't tell my date that I have a kid.
Well, that would be helpful if they actually looked around for someone who's open to dating someone with a child.
And by the way, they're not all going to be married another 3 years. They're all on the practice cycle.
So cynical.
So you'll have some friends to go out with soon.
I know where this is going.
You were once engaged and you're wondering if you should give the ring back.
Yeah.
This is a weird question, but did he buy the ring? I mean, every now and then, like, two families get together and will help. Or,
right.
You know, do you have any claims on this ring financially?
No.
No, he bought it?
Yeah.
I think you have to give it back.
Yeah. You don't want it. What are you going to do with it?
The Love Seat is back.
Sarah, welcome to The Love Seat.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. You want to end your marriage?
I do.
What's going on?
We've been together for a very long time, married a little less than half that time. And I've resorted for a while now, and I know it's one of those things that, I mean, I know it's not right, but I've resorted to finding companionship in other people.